Okay, this is board time, Wednesday, September 30th at 1:31.
Okay. Welcome. We have item 1.1, approve the minutes. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes for September the 23rd.
Okay.
Second.
All right, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, item 1.2, 2% property tax reduction. We introduced that, and we had opportunity to bring things back from last week to consider this week. And I've got a little bit more information from staff that shows that we paid off a little over $4 million in debt, and I don't see any record of us paying off millions of dollars at any time in the last 10 years. Still working on trying to get a hold of the assets list to see what major purchases have we made over the last 10 years or so in comparison to our recent, and I still haven't got that. So I'm aware of some major ones. The budget readopt included a number of them, and the last budget included a number of really big ones that we got done, paid cash for, or at least allocated that out of our reserves, and still end up with $30 million in projected reserves, which is still $7 million over best recommended practices. So with that, is there a motion to approve the proposal? The proposal is stated on the one statement there, right after the graph in the packet. It says, the BOC directs our Clark County manager to prepare for a 2% cut in our 2016 property tax levy plus new construction this December, and to plan the changes necessary to balance our 2016 budget while maintaining our current fund balance policy.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to second that motion.
You want to make the motion? I was just...
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the BOCC, where the BOCC will direct the county manager to prepare for a 2% cut in the property tax.
Okay, as proposed here in the statement. Okay, I second that motion. Time for discussion.
You know, I've been really intrigued with this, and I've been all over the board with it. I kind of started off way out in left field, looking at our sales tax, because our sales tax is just kicking it through the sky. And but you know, one of the things that always bugged me is that our property tax goes up almost $1 million every year, right through the recession, with no actions by this board to increase by 1%. I was kind of intrigued by that, because you know, after a while, that 1%, in my view, becomes 99%. And so I'm bothered by that. I'm bothered by the cost of living in Clark County. I'm bothered by the homeless in Clark County. And then, and with that being said, I gotta go back and say, you know, this isn't gonna make or break any individual or stop someone from becoming homeless. But it's a step. It's been step by step by step that's added on to the high cost of living. And I always go back and say, my goodness, I'm looking at what I'm paying for taxes now and what I paid for my first home. My taxes are 4 times bigger than my first home. And it's so far out of proportion. And then we talk about inflation, and then we have to adjust wages for inflation. And I believe that government is part of the inflation that continues to peck away and peck away and peck away. But yet, we go to the taxpayers and get a cost of living increase for my wages to make up for the difference of maybe I had something to do in causing that cost of living. So I went out and I was talking to a lot of different individuals and asking them, you know, how do you feel about sales tax reduction or a property tax reduction? And without hesitation, they said, a property tax reduction. I said, well, even though it's only 2%, well, yeah, I know, but it has gone up that way in increments to where it's a real meaningful. And if we're successful in this, maybe we'll do something like that in the future, depending on what the economy is doing. And then another side of this, I never come across anybody that said, no, don't do it, except when the phone calls I got from one elected official. And I said, well, please explain to me why I shouldn't cut property taxes by 2%. He could not give me a solid, substantial reasoning that we don't deal with every day here already. And when I contacted the sheriff, at first the sheriff wasn't aware of it, so therefore he didn't oppose it. And he said, well, you know, I don't oppose it, but he said, I don't want to go on record of saying I don't want more deputies, I don't want a new jail, I don't want my ventilation system taken care of. He said, and I said, well, sheriff, I said, doesn't the county still owe you some money from the sales tax increase that was supposed to be designated for the sheriff's department? Maybe we should start giving that back also, because that sales tax is just really kicking it. He said, well, that'd be great. That'd be great. I think that we've been faced with a lot of things. I think Clark County's been very, very fortunate. We have the best of everything. We have the best radio system and computer systems for our policemen, that they could talk to any law enforcement agency around here, recognize bad people from Portland and other areas. Not everybody has that. In fact, I think I understand that we finance Battleground in order to catch up with this. I could be mistaken on it, but I think that's what I understood. So we have a lot of wants, and I kind of separate that from needs. And we do have some needs, but I don't think they're critical needs. I think one of the biggest things that we have out there, and the things that we've recognized, was the more renovation to our jail system, which we recognize that ventilation system has an accumulation of dust and could be a health issue, and it's going to take a lot more to go in there and clean those out rather than just like your house, because it's a jail. And so there's a lot of obstacles there to go do that. I think we could still continue to do those things in a timely fashion and not fall behind anybody else in the region or in the state. I have not seen that compelling argument that says that we can't offset this, nor is it engraved in stone that it can't be reversed or corrected later. So based on that, Mr. Chair, I second the motion and will be supporting it.
Okay. All right. I first it and I second it. Counselor?
So I can't really say much more than I said last week about this, but I want to reiterate. As a conservative, I have grave responsibilities in the financial arena for the county. And the conservative approach to looking at this question of reduction of property tax is a couple things. What we needed to see was a legitimate and complete forecast, financial forecast, that demonstrates to us, even before we spend the money that we need to spend on the jail ventilation system, general parks maintenance, IT projects, our phone system, and other things, indicates to us, and this is the forecast by our highest professionals at the county, our highest ranking, knowledgeable folks. It demonstrates that we have, and this is even fairly short term, this is out 5 or 6 years, that we have a systemic deficit that is developing. Even before we spend the money we know we need to spend. So when I look at that, I think, what is my responsibility? My responsibility is to make decisions which allow us some financial flexibility and to deal with the realities of the cost of government. And on the other side, means being mindful that we need to control spending and control expenses. So my observation about this is this limits and narrows our options and forces us to make decisions out even over this near time that are going to complicate what we already know is a problem. It'll make the problem more difficult. That is not a conservative approach to financial management. So I do not support the 2%. I would love to have 2% off of my total property tax bill. But people need to understand that's not what this is. This is not going to reduce their property tax by 2%. So I think we should maintain flexibility. And if we wanted to think about this out over time, maybe reconsider it, but not consider it now when we know we have these extraordinary expenses. By that I mean non-routine. What we have here is a list of non-routine expenses, projects that we know need to be done. Some need to be done very soon. And I don't think we should limit our financial ability to do those, even if we don't do them all. Some are critical. So I think in a political sense, it sounds grand to suggest that we can roll back taxes and that we can hold the line and we can do all this and that. And it doesn't feel like it's a financial decision. It feels like it's a reaction. And I don't think it's a sound decision. So that's pretty much what I said last week.
Okay. Thank you. If I want to borrow this for a moment here. I'm looking at the green bars here. That represents the general fund balance over the last, since 2008. 13 million, 14 million, 18 million, 21, 24, 29, 25, and now we're at 30 million, and it's projected to be 28 million, although the recommended practice or best practices is 23. I see that's not a troubling pattern of financial instability. It is a very healthy pattern that says staff has done a great job. Our responsibility is to set a budget that not only establishes all the core services, ensures that they're all met, but also the good morale, the stability of this organization, and the capacity and the burden upon the taxpayers. They've succeeded in doing this. They paid these bills. Certainly, if we project a what if, that said, what if we didn't intervene? What if we didn't manage? And we just said forever, we'll always assume that expenses on their own would grow almost twice as fast as revenue. Well, of course, it's going to shrink and it's going to go bankrupt. That's a very different picture of the future than what we actually demonstrated in reality. Peter Van Ordwick, you did a great job as your department. Not only did you increase your performance of your department, but you saved essentially $1 million. You cut your budget, did more with less. You're not the only department to do that. Several departments have really been outstanding in their ability to do more with less, smarter, better technology, better performance, reorganizations. All of those things have happened. We encourage that to be across the board. It's not across the board. I would also say on this that the direction on this is to focus on savings in non-core services in departments that have not already cut their budget over the last several years. do so without cutting core services. Do not cut the budget of our sheriff's department. We've added already 8 new deputies and 9 new custody officers and new record system, and extraordinary expenses have been paid for with cash. All of those things are behind us. So our track record at this point, the natural tendency for us is to think that the only time when government should ever cut is when we have to, because we are in trouble. I would suggest that it's very appropriate for us to be able to save, not cut services. This organization can continue to prosper when things are healthy, mainly because of the good management by each of the departments and the electeds. I would also, Mark, as you and your department heads and work with the elected officials to propose changes discreetly so that we can foster good morale. What we don't want to do is send some kind of a message that says everybody's job is at stake, and we're going to cut core services and we're going to do things that are unhealthy. Bad management would do that. Good management can find a better way. So with that, I would like to be able to just simply commission our leadership here to propose changes discreetly between now and over the next several months until we end up with this levy vote in the 1st of December. With that, I'd like to be able to...
Mr. Chair, can I ask a question about the actual motion, though? Because I think what you said is important. As Mark and the staff prepares this, it says to plan changes necessary to balance this 2016 budget while maintaining the current fund balance policy. In your remarks, you mentioned that we're projected to be $7 million over what the policy
That's what the budget office is projecting.
They're projecting $7 million. So when I read this motion, the question I have is, we're projected to be $7 million over what the policy says. Am I making sense? So you can balance the budget with fund balance, or you can balance the budget by making changes necessary. So are you saying you want the budget to be prepared to come in at the $7 million over the recommended policy, or at the number that the policy recommends?
The recommended policy targets best practices. Best practices is what, at this point, is $23 million. We're $7 million over, which is plenty sufficient to pay for all these major expenses, extraordinary expenses, one time. So what we don't want to do is just keep building more and more and more and sitting on extra cash, because the citizens aren't doing that. Instead, we want to make sure that the best recommended fund balances are maintained. We don't cut core services. We ensure that we just simply do things smarter, and that fund balance is above the recommended threshold is to be used for its intended purpose, to equip our staff to do their job well. Is that clear?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
Councilmember, if I just add on to Alex's question, I have a question about the motion as well. So as you described and as I read it here, it talks about prepare for a 2% cut in our 2016 property tax levy. So are you envisioning this to be a cut in both the general fund tax levy as well as the road fund tax levy?
This is only for the general fund. And this is just simply for the levy amount that is a single number that our assessor office prepares. And on top of that is the new construction, which always increases. Last time it was 1.6%, even a total levy increase, even though we didn't authorize any increase at all for the base.
Yeah, thank you for your response. Because the motion doesn't say that. The motion says property tax. So I think that would include all the property tax levy of the county, road fund, and general fund. So
this is,
if that's your intent, you might want to amend the motion so it's clearly stated for the general fund. Just as a suggestion.
All of the documentation that has been prepared has only concerned general fund. So that is
Except
the topic
the resolution
of it.
You're considering.
Say again?
Except the resolution you're considering.
It's not really a resolution. It's a direction. But yes, I will... we'll amend it to...
I would suggest you do that.
Okay, I move that we amend the direction forward to focus on the general fund.
So, I didn't have
Is there a second?
So we're going to do something different here.
No, it's just simply confirming that what's presumed, this is for the general fund.
We have a motion on the...
Yeah, which is the appropriate time to add amendments.
I made a motion.
Mm-hmm. And I seconded it.
And you seconded
it. I put it on the table.
And you didn't vote on that.
Right. And we will, if we can offer amendments, so and then when we're done, we can
we're trying to get really, really technical on a direction that we give our staff. Mm-hmm. It's not a form of resolution yet. It's a direction of what we give our staff.
Yeah.
So if you want to have a discussion, Tom, which sounds like you do, I would simply point out that the resolution as moved says property tax levy. I think a straightforward interpretation of the term property tax levy would include all the tax levies that the county does, road fund and general fund. Mm-hmm. What I've heard Councilor Medora as well as yourself speak to is that your intent is that 2% reduction be in what I'm going to call the base property taxes only in the general fund.
Okay.
So to make that clear, that for point. Clear direction for your staff, I suggested to Councilor Medora, the maker of the motion, that it be amended to make it clear that it's only for the general fund.
Yes, and so we would just simply add general fund after the word after the 2016.
You remove your second. I'll remove my motion.
And we can just build on that foundation.
Okay, David,
can you?
Yeah, you have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah.
When we talk about the general fund, that would include cutting mental health levy, developmental disability, veterans affairs levy. They're also levies within the general fund.
No.
So are you talking about cutting that 2% also?
No. We have a.
So it's the general fund minus those. Dedicated levies.
Those are sub levies that come out of the general levy. We are talking about the general levy. There's a single number that your department provides. That number plus new construction adds on top of that. So we're not cutting off new construction. That just simply runs its course like everything.
Yeah. Those funds. might want to make that clear too.
Well, this is not to specify every single detail. This is the basics of giving direction to plan ahead. So I appreciate that. We want to support our veterans and the mental health services and those kind of things. This is not a cut. This is a reduction in the growth of our general fund, which is already growing. So I want to make sure that people don't get the wrong message. We are not cutting the core services. We are not cutting the budget. We're reducing the amount of growth. So is there a second to the motion to simply add?
Yeah, for that clarification. I'll second that.
Okay. All right. While you're out, we just simply propose an amendment to just simply focus this on the general fund. So the motion was to add the word general, the term general fund after 2016.
And in these, at the time that staff was asked to prepare the financial projection using the 2%, which this graph shows the 2%, now that we're re-specifying what that 2% is of, does that change these projections and cause them to be wider?
No, Counselor. This is for the general fund only.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any more discussion on the amendment?
Well, now, because when you cut, you're actually cutting also the... you'll decrease the amount of new construction dollars come in because you reduce the property taxes. Does this estimate also take into account the decrease in the new construction dollars that are coming in?
This does not reflect the effect of the 2% cut.
Okay.
It would widen.
And this does not affect new construction. New construction is always added on to...
No, it would affect the dollar amount of new construction that is brought in.
The way our resolutions and our action that we voted on each time in the past has been a levy amount that is worded in a way that adds new construction on top of it. So we are not cutting new construction. New construction always builds on top of that.
In essence, the way new construction works, we are cutting it for 2017 and into the future.
Okay. So if we build one house or two houses to make a difference, right? So more importantly, I turn to my manager and ask if you have any questions or
I have questions?
Yeah, do you have any questions that we're not clear on?
Okay. No.
Chris, that's what this it's intended to do, is give you our staff direction. Okay. And we want to be clear in what we do with that.
So. Chris, you were going to help to define the answer to address Peter Van Ortwick's point?
Well, I think what Peter's describing is the fact that the new construction is still based on a tax rate. And so to the extent you calculate a change in value from bare land to partially constructed to fully constructed land, that's still based on a property tax rate. If the levy is reduced, that effective property tax rate will be reduced, and effectively the amount you collect in new construction will be reduced. It's a percentage reduction. It's not an elimination of that, as I think your concern. But it is a percentage reduction because the tax rate that results after the levy is broken down into a rate will also apply to any property, including property for which new construction occurs. That's, I think, your clarification.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So
between now and the time that resolution or that action is prepared in December, we can work on the intent to get it correct. And optimize for that. So this basically is this is a very general direction to our county manager, to our staff, to be able to plan for a financial improvement as viewed by the citizens. Any more discussion on the amendment?
Yes. Well,
yeah. Go ahead.
I'm very concerned that. First we say general fund, and then we're saying general fund accepts certain programs. And then I hear people name the programs, and then I hear the response from the board being, well, yeah, but we don't want to cut that. So I think we need to be real clear. I'm not going to support it at any rate, but if it passes, which I expect it will, we need to be very clear. If the intent is to exempt certain general fund critical human needs programs, then we need a list of those, and we need to know what will be exempt from this. So I heard somebody talk about veterans and heard the indication is, no, we don't want to affect that program. So that's half of this, but the other half of this is to get to 2% and say some programs are exempt. That's going to mean certain other programs are hit higher than a base 2%. So we're sort of picking and choosing winners and losers, and I agree about the veterans. I don't think taking money away from that program is... we shouldn't allow that to be financially impacted, and there may be others. But if the goal is to get to a net 2%, and some we're not going to take any out of, then to get to the net 2%, we're going to have to shift that to other general fund items. And so then this just feels like quicksand to me.
Yeah. 2% doesn't have a dollar sign attached to it. So it's not like a millage that would go, the value went up, the millage would go down. It doesn't work that way here.
I don't think I'm wrong about this, Tom. I'm okay. Certain I'm not wrong in what I'm saying.
And using the vets for an example, they have their own millage levy. And this is intended for the general fund. And like I say, you know, another thing I told people, you know, people say, well, it's so small, nobody would notice it. So I'd say the same to you.
It's not that small, so small, you probably wouldn't notice it. Want to do it, though.
You probably wouldn't notice it. So I don't understand.
May I say something?
Oh, go ahead.
I think,
I'm sorry.
I think what's going to happen is when the treasurer sends the tax statements out, everybody will probably see an increase because nobody else is keeping their budget at less than 2%. So your 2% is going to get lost in the total bill, and most people will see probably an increase.
Our valuation and how it works out and how the property tax bill adds up is simple math. And the general fund portion of it, we are not responsible for any other portion that's beyond our control, school levies and those kinds of things. But we are responsible for this portion of it. And our portion of it, what is within our jurisdiction, what is within our discretion, that is what we're focused on, and we can do our part. And that will, because math works, it will be a reduction in exactly in this. I would say also to address Councilor Stewart's concerns, this is not any proposal to cut, as I've made clear. There are no cuts for services. There are no... this is not confusing. It's very, very simple. This is a 2% proposed cut in the base of the general fund. And also the specifics, I'll submit this, these item points that I read off earlier to ensure that it doesn't get misunderstood. The discreteness as to how this plays out is to make sure that our team is healthy, that nobody needs to fear you're going to get we're going to cut the veterans or anything. That would be the wrong message to send, because that is absolutely not what we are presenting at all. So with that, this is a planning tool to prepare where it makes sense, where departments have not already demonstrated that they are able to be more effective, more efficient, more savings, proactively. They've already got a track record established. There are other areas that we can potentially find savings, provide better services, not cut any of those core services, continue to support what needs to be supported, and find savings. That's what this is about. So, any more discussion?
I think that when you move forward to give any further direction or clarification, that we need to have that. Jeannie and I need to have that too, so that
all of us,
we
yes.
are under the same understanding. Absolutely. Of the action that we're taking or not taking.
Yes.
And there's one other point there, is that, and I think you may have touched on it, as to what Clark County and staff has accomplished over the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And what we have paid off under current budget, millions and millions of dollars that we've handled obligations from the past, millions of dollars in savings from mm-hmm. departments. Peter is one of them. Department of Environmental
Good
Services
job,
has done an outstanding job. Scott Weber has done an outstanding job. We're doing better here too, as we're. Taken on the same concept that Peter has taken on there with the laptop when we go out with animal services, so we don't duplicate the work in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So our staff and this board has been really inventive in the things that we've done, and we've been very, very successful, and our balances show that. And if we did nothing, I guess it'd just be business as usual. We'll just increase your tax again, and maybe we'll add 1%, or maybe we'll go back and use the 3% that got banked by accident, I think. And, you know, the best scenario is, if this doesn't work out, we can reverse it. It's not engraved in stone. We can go back and change it.
The vote isn't on the levy isn't actually made until the first meeting in December. This allows us to responsibly plan for the future.
Yeah, Councilor, I'm not familiar with the kind of the structure you guys have created for this board time, where you're taking actions at a board time. I've not been to the board time meetings. I'm not familiar with what your new structure is. But I guess I just wonder, when you're taking these types of actions, is there, we have a number of people from the public here. Do you provide an opportunity for people to speak before
no.
you?
No. Okay. It is an informal time. We invite the public to participate as part of full disclosure and open government and welcome them in.
Informally, you're taking action at these meetings.
Yes, that's right.
So,
Peter?
Just a question, because Tom brought up the issue of bank capacity. The way that you would do a 2% tax per grade reduction so that it actually showed up would be pass a resolution indicating you'd have a 2% tax break on the resolution. That, in essence, then would then bank the capacity again?
The actual action where we pass the levy will be in December. This is a planning tool between now and then.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, if when you do the resolution, which is where the 2% would show up, is on the resolution, that resolution also banks capacity.
Yeah, we're hoping the new board will address some of that. In fact, we passed a resolution asking the new board to take that up for discussion. So we hope to address that also.
No, I at the last levy that we passed in December last year, we purposely chose not to bank the capacity. Chris helped us to be able to find a way to be able to ensure that taxpayers don't end up with sticker shock. All of a sudden, you got all this big hit because we banked it, and they can just simply, at some future board, they can just bring it right back and more besides. So the idea is, in my book, is not to bank capacity. We can, our county can ask the citizens at any time, do you want to raise your taxes more? Do you want to go 5%, 6%? And they can, there's nothing to limit that. It just means let the people vote. This is their government. They can decide whether or not they want their taxes raised or not. And that doesn't handicap us. It says we serve them. We don't lord it over them.
Yeah, but I'm just saying is if you want a document out there that says a 2% cut, that'd be a resolution, and that would bank capacity. The other way is just do it the way before, the certification. If you do that, it'll show up as a 0.06% tax reduction.
I assume it would be a similar process to what we had last year. We would just simply specify the amount of the levy, and you would inform us, and along with Chris Horn, what's the appropriate way to be able to get it right. Okay?
But to Tom's point, that if this doesn't work out, we just reverse it. We can't reverse it based on the approval that you two gave, that at no single year can the property tax increment go up more than 1%.
We don't know that yet. This should be addressed next year with the full board.
I'm just saying you can't undo the 2%. Unless you did it 1% a year for two years.
If so that happened, if they vote for
this
it.
This isn't a simple
if
fix.
It.
If it's a screw-up, it's not a simple fix. That's what I'm pointing out.
Yeah.
We already have 3% banked capacity. So next year, they could raise the taxes by 4% without a vote of the people. So this is not a dire situation we leave our county in. This is a step in the direction. It's the most responsible one we can make at this point. Any more discussion on the amendment? All in favor of the amendment to specify the general fund? Okay. Any more discussion on the main motion? Main motion? Okay. All in favor of the approving the amended motion?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
For a moment.
Okay. Accessory dwelling units. I'm going to wait till Councilor Mielke returns here in a moment. So we'll take a 5-minute recess. That's hearing no objection.
No objection.
Okay. We convene at 16:30.